Blog Talk Radio.
God bless you. I'm doing wonderful. It's another beautiful day in the Lord. Amen. Apostle, good to hear your voice.
You as well. You as well, Mother. How are you?
I'm doing well.
Well, Mother, first off, I want to let me apologize for bulldozing my way in the last couple of weeks. Let me do this because when we do something wrong, we have to be man enough and woman enough to say we made a mistake. And that's another one of these things this broadcast is meant to do, to help us get in line. When we do wrong, we make it right. So I want to apologize. You and my wife started this thing, and I bulldozed my way in. That was not right of me, so forgive me.
No apology necessary. You know we family. You know how we do now. Come on now.
Amen. Amen. And last but not least, I want to give honor to this beautiful woman of God who has not only came into prophetic wind and made such an impact and a difference, but has become my sister for real, for real. How about that? That would
God.
Be Pastor Natasha James of Mona Ministries, and she's also part of our family here at Prophetic Wind. She has an awesome event coming up in the month of May, and I'm going to give her a chance to talk about that as well. But God bless you, Pastor. How are you?
God bless you all. Thank you for that precious introduction. I thank God for you allowing me to be a part of Prophetic Wind Ministry with you all. You all are, I see you as high in the, when I say high in the spirit, and I thank God for the anointing on your life, Prophet Smith, and my brother, Apostle Marcus, and my sister, Mother Doris. I esteem you highly in God, and I just count it an honor and a privilege to just be associated which, you know, great men and women of God, not just anointing. Anointing is great, but I see you in the spirit of having good character, and I appreciate that. So hello, everybody, and God bless you.
Hey, Sid. Love you much.
Thank you.
Praise God. Praise God. Well, you know, I have been excited all week long, and doing this broadcast has definitely brought us to a new level. I keep telling everybody the intensity that the burden that has been placed upon our shoulders for the intercession of marriage and for the reconciliation and restoration of family has been incredible. And if you can't hear the cry of the Spirit, let me let you know that this is a cry of the Spirit, that God has sent a message from heaven to say, I am waiting and anticipating, moving and intervening on behalf of my family and my marriages. And he's not just talking about in the church, he's talking about out the church, in the world, around the nations. There is a cry of family and the reconciliation of the heavenly order of family that was before all the rest of it, amen? And so God is really has a plan in store for family, and I'm so excited about that, amen? And we touched on it a little bit last week when we started talking, we've talked about communication, we've spoken about the love languages. Last week we left off talking about the love me, respect me, and basically the difference between what respect and love is, and a lot of times we mix the two up, but for women, love is the number one thing, and if you poll men, respect is the number one thing. And so today we're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about how we treat one another, amen? And I'm going to tell you, during this time, the Lord actually took me to Malachi chapter 2. And in Malachi chapter 2, and I'm going to paraphrase because everybody can go to their Bibles and read it when they get ready. In Malachi chapter 2, the men of God, the men of Israel, found themselves in a dilemma. And the word said that they cried and they groaned and they moaned to the Lord because they felt that their offerings or their gifts to God were not being received. And they began to cry out to God, why aren't our gifts being received? You know, we're doing everything we've always done. What's the problem? And the Lord answered them and said, I see how you have dealt with the wives of your youth. And the Lord began to explain to them that you can't treat one another just any way and expect to be blessed, right?
Mm-hmm.
So as I was reading this thing, it began to ring in my spirit that a lot of times when we see our blessings held up, blocked up, all of these different things, it may not necessarily be the blatant sin against God, but the sin that we are perpetrating against our mates and even against our children. And so I want to touch on that just a little bit, because I believe that this thing is key for so many couples that are finding that their finances are blocked up, or their love and passion for one another is blocked up. Come on now. And so I believe this is a key to unlocking so many different aspects of what God wants to do for the family. And so I'm gonna start with Mother Doris. I'm gonna ask Mother Doris to add anything God has given her to this, and we're gonna start there, and everybody else can feel led to kind of jump in after that.
Professor, as you were speaking, you said it blocked up, and I said, wow, that's powerful. Blocked up and locked up love. That's what happens. What happens is something hinders us from flowing our love in and through our mate. It may be something, and a lot of times, sometimes it's an outside source. It's an outside situation. It's an outside circumstance. Sometimes it's not necessarily what's going on within the house. In this modern era, a lot of women have to work outside the house. And what happens? We get in situations at the job with coworkers and bosses, and sometimes that follows us to our home, to our husband, to our children. And how unfortunate that is. We often can't come home and just cut it off and say, okay, what happened at the job? Let me leave it at the door. No, we oftentimes we bring it right to our homes, and we shut off our love for our husbands and our children because of what happens outside the home. And that's so unfortunate. That's just so sad. So when you said that, that's what came to my mind when you talked about that, Prophetess.
Yeah, absolutely. Does anyone else have anything to add? Amen. Well, you know, I definitely understand that we all have to deal with what we have to deal with. And me and Apostle were talking earlier, and we were discussing the fact that a lot of times when we deal with things outside of the home, you know, maybe you're frustrated with your boss or you're frustrated with your position or whatever, a lot of times you don't have that outlet to be able to, get all of that poison out of your system on the workplace or in mixed company. So what happens, you get home and you just start pouring that thing out, and you end up hurting the very thing that you love. And so we have begun to ask the Lord, what do we do? How do we allow these things to be filtered through us versus locking those things up like a bottle, so that we end up eventually popping like a, you know, I don't know, like a champagne bottle or something, you know. And the Lord began to speak to me through the book of Romans and said, you know, we have to pursue the way of peace. And so a lot of times we may have to give our mate that, you know, that 10, 15, 20 minutes, 30 minutes, an hour, whatever they need to go process before we just run to them and bombard them with what's going on within the home front. And, or we may have to, listen to our mate's needs a little more so that there is a system in place for each person to be able to process whatever they need to process so that they don't end up taking it out on the, in the wrong place at the wrong time on the wrong person.
Amen. Amen. And I want to add, too, that also, you know, the one coming home needs to understand that, that work is work and home is home. You have two responsibilities. You have a work responsibility and you have a home responsibility, and you can't allow the two to intertwine. I know sometimes it's not easy to separate the two, but you have to at some point grow into that, because you can't allow your work to interfere with your home and your home to interfere with your work. During that transition, mm-hmm. that travel time between work and home, get your mind right, pray. You know, do whatever you need to do, because you have to understand also that the people at home have a need of you. You know, you're part of a family. You're part of a unit, of a team, and everybody has a responsibility on the team. If everybody doesn't carry their place on the team fails. Family is just like a team. You know, if one goes down, then the rest got to step, you know, we have to step up, but also we have to be willing to carry our portion of that within the family unit and also on the job. So on your way into work, if you're having an issue at home, process it. Get through it. Pray it through. And then by the time you walk in the door at work, your mind is right for that job.
Amen. Anyone else have anything they'd like to add?
Like, I think what you were saying was what keeps us from communicating when we're, you know, when we're at home, and you all were talking about outside issues, things you deal, things that we may deal with on the outside, work being one of them. And I do agree, we have to leave work at work and home at home, because I can't take home to work. And in all fairness, I surely shouldn't bring work home, all right? They shouldn't cross the two. But what about when you're home and other people, family members, ex-spouses, stepkids, those things, if those relationships are not in the proper alignment, they can get in the way of intimacy between a husband and a wife.
Absolutely.
And a lot of times things go unspoken and they're not dealt with, and they just build and build and build. Okay. Now you say when you come home, okay, so say like if you were married before and you had to have a conversation with your ex, or that you got a text message from the ex, or whatever. Say like it was an intense text, or you were just aggravated by it. Okay, when you get home, your other spouse probably don't even know yet, because you haven't had a chance to tell them, you know, that that happened. Okay, but there again, the ex has to be the ex, and the current has to be the current. So just like we separate that job from home, we have to separate the ex from what is your current. But a lot of times, those lines flow, and whatever the ex, whatever the ex or whoever it was, sometimes your current get what you wanted to give the ex and didn't do it. So we have to be really careful with our relationships, keeping them healthy, you know, keeping the communication open. And I had a precious friend of mine, woman of God, she gave me some valuable advice just watching how she interacted with her husband. She had been married a lot longer than I had, but her husband has a stressful job. So what she would say to me is, like if we were on the phone talking, she made sure she got off the phone before he came into the house, okay? And she allowed him time to relax. And she told me this, and I caught hold to it. She said, I can't, you know, I'll ask him, but I can't talk to him about it right now. I have to set the house up a certain way and let him wind down. And I noticed what she would do. She would light candles throughout the house, had a house quiet, whatever she was watching on TV, if she and I were talking on the phone, all of that cut right there. She allowed him to come home into like a sanctuary and unwind. And I think that can go both ways. For if the husband comes home first and the wife walks in, I think we all should walk into a sanctuary. Me, myself,
Amen.
I try not to bombard my husband with stuff when he first get home. You know, he needs to be able to come in and digest and digress in his day before I come talking to him about blah, blah, blah. And so that goes along with leaving work at work, and putting those relationships where they go. And when we come home, we got to have a safe place, a place of peace, a place of peace when we come home. And I think that will allow us all to wind down, and hopefully we can relax and ease into conversation. Amen?
Amen. That's good, Pastor.
Amen. Yeah, that was really good, really good. So to create a sanctuary, you know, it's awesome. I remember the Lord actually dealing with me early in our marriage that it was, you know, it would be my responsibility as a wife to create the atmosphere of God in our home. And at first I didn't really know what the Holy Spirit meant by that. But then as years progressed, I realized that there is a, you know, there is an atmosphere that can be set in the home that allows the spirit to live and to breathe and to you know, inhabit your home. And so it sounds like you were saying that your friend had learned that too, that, you know, there is an atmosphere that allows the peace of God to resound in the home. And it does so much for conflict. You know, it nips a lot of stuff in the bud very, very early, because you walk into the home and you feel that peace, you feel that love, and you have an understanding that this person actually cares about my mental status. You know, this person actually cares that, you know, I had a rough day at work, you know, and so. I think that was really awesome wisdom, Pastor, being shared, and I pray that someone takes heed to that and understands that. Amen. Okay, so we're about 6 minutes out, and so I want everybody to get a chance to, you know, send a word out, a word of wisdom, as we talk about love me and respect me. And we're talking about, you know, setting the atmosphere, keeping outside entities out of the relationship. Does anybody have just a final word before we get ready to lead this broadcast?
Yes, Prophetess. I just want to tell all the women, all the wives, all the potential wives and potential mothers, stop running the street. Stay home.
Praise God.
Take care of your house. Make it a home. And God is going to bless you because of that.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Okay. Apostle?
I think one of the things that is key also in the love and the respect is to allow people to feel what they feel. Don't downgrade what anyone, you know, don't downgrade what anyone is feeling. Take what they're saying to heart and work it through with them. You know, don't just dismiss what someone else is feeling.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Pastor James.
I would just say, listen to what they're feeling. Stay home. Mother Doris, you hit the nail on the head. And I would add to that, a wise woman builds her house. Stay home and build your house. Amen.
Amen.
And I would also say, reality TV is not reality. The neck popping and the snapping of your fingers and the all that loud talking, that's not it. A man don't want no woman that's loud. But amen. Mm-hmm. It's that soft answer. You need that soft answer. Amen. You need that soft answer that turns away wrath. You need that.
Amen. Amen. And I would just like to say that everything that the men and women of God that are on this line have said tonight are cherishable nuggets for any marriage and for any relationship, for those that are prospectively looking towards marriage, to know. You know, one of my favorite scriptures is, it is better for a man to live on the roof of his own house than to live in the house of a nagging woman. Okay, you know, when there is a atmosphere in your home, it is something that both of you can be blessed to come home to, and we each play a part in that. We each play our role in that, and so I encourage the couples throughout this week to take on that role very seriously. You know, like the woman of God said, you know, pay attention to what your husband or your wife is saying. You know, if they like the color blue, you know, put some blue in the house. I actually I burn anointing oil in my home, and my husband likes the scent of the different anointing oils. And so, you know, whatever it is that brings pleasure, pay attention to that. And allow yourself to be used to bring joy and to bring pleasure into your mate's life.
That's good.
Put a smile on their face. And I guarantee you they'll be more than happy to put a smile on your face as well. And so we leave you this week with that thought, that it is awesome in the sight of the Lord for a team, a married couple, to be a team and to love one another, regardless of what's happening around them, because let no man bring asunder what God has brought together. God bless
Amen.
You. I want to thank King Shad again for our intro and outro music. I want to give Prophetic Word Ministries a shout out. You guys are amazing. And I want to just say that as God is building this house, we do not labor in vain. We love you. And we'll see you next week at 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for Marriage on Fire. God bless all of you, and good night.
Go. Talk to him, O'Reilly.
When I had a problem, he don't want to stop it.
Again.
When I had a problem, he don't want to stop it.
Swear to that. I'm a track star of them hurdles. Intelligent like a Merkle. My God, clean on Walgreens. With that pride, they gonna turn you. Your lights off, your rent due. Your cell phone out of service. Your kids bad, your car crash. Your relationship is uncertain. God got that. Trust me. Already know I got a victory. Already know if it's emergency. He called G-O-D, he ain't sick of me. Me and him talk that frequently. I just let him do what he know to do. He know to make it no mountains move.
Watch him work. Watch him work. Watch him work it out. 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 Watch him work. 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 Watch him work.
Way I'm walking is different. Way I'm talking is different. Footsteps to the Lord. So I'm walking up in it. Hat over my eyes, but never blocking my vision. If I got a problem, God solved them. I don't even have to mention. You just step in, show out. Situations get thrown out. Said the wrong word, it'll go down. Life crash, no AAA. My soul getting towed out. Point of me, devil, I'll go out. Forfeit, never throw time. Word of God, could do attack me, backstab me. Can it not arrange you low down? Dirty, shame, but it's cool though. My God talk, he do though. Put you far out like Pluto. He complex, no loopholes. You too close, you better move on.
Watch him work. Watch 'em work. Watch 'em work. Work it out. 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 Watch 'em work. 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 Watch 'em work.